Hal Beecher loves nature. His grandson, Rhea, sat down with him to talk about a time when that love was pushed to its limits in a court case that affected the nation. Radioactive's Rhea Beecher has more.
The first time my grandfather showed me the ocean, I was underwhelmed. I was probably like 12, totally unimpressed. But the second time, it was like 3 years later, and it just hit different. I was in the water for a super long time. The cold didn't bother me. I was like, nah, it's too pretty. And even after that, we were about to leave, and I didn't even look like I was about to leave. I left my phone in my shoes, and I'm in tracks or I run everywhere all the time. And I remember seeing the sun reflecting off the sand as I ran along the edge of the water, and it was the best feeling ever. I blame my new appreciation for nature on my grandpa. He showed me how beautiful the natural world truly is. Every time we go to the ocean, we're using his binoculars to search for orcas. We've only found them a few times, but it was like, whoa. My grandfather's love of nature was sparked when he was really young. His mother was interested in plants and trees, and his father was interested in fishing.
When I was born, my father bought me a pair of binoculars. So I've had binoculars since I was a baby too young to use them.
He studied fish ecology in school, and eventually he got a job with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. And this only made his love for nature grow. And in 1982, something happened with him and with his work that started a court case that changed the nation. But it's also where the story gets complicated, so I'm going to try my best to summarize. That year, public utilities in Jefferson County and Tacoma City Light applied for a permit to build an electricity generating dam. My grandpa and people at the State Department of Ecology were worried about how this dam would affect the fish. They had their own statewide permit to issue, and it had more restrictions to protect the fish. So they took the issue to court, but the result of the case was appealed. This happened over and over until finally it went to the Supreme Court. And then the Washington State Attorney General took the case. Her name was Christine Gregoire, and later she became governor.
This case, she had been convinced that we were handing her a loser and that we were going to send her back to Washington, D.C., and she was going to be embarrassed about her state's rules. But she said, well, I want to see one of these things. She'd never seen a small hydro project and what it would look like. And so we said, well, all right, we'll take you to one. So we all hopped in a car one day and drove up I-90 towards Snoqualmie Pass.
My grandpa and his team showed her a different hydroelectric dam, one like the one that was proposed over the Dosie Wallops River.
She was very excited when she saw that. She said, yes, I can argue this case. We can make this case. And so we got back in the car and drove back to Olympia.
And a little while later, my grandpa found out,
yes, they won. And so that was very, very satisfying.
Yes, they won. My grandpa explained that the ruling had meant
it went from something that was not protective to something where the fish people had an ability to make the recommendations for what they determined to be the most suitable for fish. So that was a big one for us.
His work at the Department of Fish and Wildlife ended up having a national impact, but it also had an impact on me. Every time I see the ocean, I look for orcas because of my grandpa. He has shown me how important it is to take care of our environment and how pretty our world is. Even after 36 years at the Department of Fish and Wildlife, my grandfather still continues to work with wildlife, whether that's bird watching or conducting studies about the fish and streams. I know he'll never stop caring about the environment. As I get older and see the Amazon burning, ice caps melting, it makes me even more committed to conserving the natural world too. Coming at you hot from Radioactive, this was Rhea Beecher.